both guards, both tackles. So it's been up and down for me a little bit. It's been a big learning process, you know, more mentally than anything, just, you know, taking time to learn each and every position, understand what every guy's doing. But, you know, I think steadily heading towards the right direction, you know, just trying to improve every day and really focus on the positives that, you know, I bring out from the games and, you know, try to dwell on those instead of the negative. So definitely have a lot of room to learn, but, you know, I feel comfortable with the way I'm going.
And how tough is it for you to play those different positions that you on the line?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's difficult. Anytime you have to bounce around, it's a challenge. You know, I finally felt like I was time to settle into left tackle a little bit. Came in at 8, bounced over to right tackle. But, you know, you got to be open-minded. Yeah, anything that it takes to get out on the field, you got to do, whether it's playing guard, tackle, either side, it doesn't matter. So, you know, it's been challenging and really a lot mentally more than physically, you know, just learning the plays and, you know, flipping your mindset. So, you know, it's been challenging so far.
That means you must be a smart guy that you can put all these business on the line.
I'd like to think so, you know. It's something I kind of take pride in, you know. I don't really have many mental errors, so, you know, I think when I get out there, I know what I'm doing. It's just a matter of really doing it more consistency and, you know, transferring the physical aspects over to it a little more.
Your offensive line, a pretty prideful group. Your quarterback is leading the league in sacks, 37. How tough is it for you to see him taking hits that he's taking?
It's really tough, you know. Kind of hurts your pie a little bit. And playing O-line, you know, your job is to keep your guy away from the quarterback. And, you know, it's been a negative for us the first half of the season. You know, but one thing we try to do is, you know, you just kind of try to look at the positives. And, we've also done some really good things, you know, when we get out there and we protect him for, you know, the time that he's needed. You know, he needs, he can do some good things back there with our receiving group. So, you know, we've done some good things, but obviously the negatives kind of overshadow that a little bit. So, you know, we're just focusing on being a little more consistent up front and, you know, doing our job just play after play more consistently.
Well, you know, it's been actually a pretty long time. Obviously in training camp, I kind of bounced around the guard a little bit. I think it was more of a numbers game than anything. You know, obviously Allen and Brennan were taking the majority of the reps at tackle. So, you know, it's been challenging. I played a lot of different positions. You know, I think it's also a good thing to have that versatility to play left side, right side, tackle, or guard. You know, and I try to do anything that I can to get on the field, and, you know, I'm going to continue to do that wherever they want me to play.
Can you talk to some of these other guys when they came in? They were all doing the same thing.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Bounced around.
I mean,
your head can be swimming, but at least
yeah.
You're not alone.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, but that's a thing that a lot of guys have done here, you know. Especially Darren, he's a guy that I talk to a lot, you know, playing guard, tackle, both sides he's played. So he gives me some pointers, it's a big mental game as well, you know, taking time to learn each and every different position. So, you know, I've tried my best to do that, and I think mentally I have a pretty good grasp for the game right now. It's just, you know, doing my job physically on the field, just more consistent play after play.
Is switching after doing exclusively left and then for a little bit and then coming back to right, is it a big deal? Or how big a deal is it for you?
I think it's a bigger deal than people really think. You know, just switching your mindset, physically switching your body up, you know, to go play the right side, it's tough. But, you know, it's something that I've had some background in, so it's not like I'm playing a new position. It's been a while since I played there, but, you know, today I was out there. I felt a little rusty at times, but for the most part, you know, I think I feel pretty good out there. So, you know, the biggest thing I've been talking about is just consistency, you know, doing the same thing, you know, doing the right thing play after play. And, you know, that's something that I'm starting to take some pride in, no matter where I play, you know, left tackle, right side, right tackle, guard, left or right. So.
The level of urgency being expressed by the coaches regarding getting the sack fixed?
Oh, it's very important. You know, it's one of our top priorities right now. You know, obviously it's been a negative for us the first half of the year. We've had way too many. You know, it's something that, you know, all you can do is practice better and, you know, just translate it over to the game on Sunday. So, you know, we've done a lot of good things as well. You know, it's been times where we've shown that we can do our job play after play. It's just a matter of being more consistent.
Before you started playing left tackle?
I was kind of bouncing around a little bit of guard. I know in the preseason, you know, I was playing left and right guard. Didn't really play much left tackle or right tackle. So, you know, it's kind of after a period of time, kind of bounced over to left tackle and, you know, started kind of settling in a little bit over there. But, you know, I'm back over to the right as for now. You know, I don't know how long it's going to be, but, You know, it's something that, you know, it's tough, but yeah, you got to do it. You know, anything to get out on the field and help the team win.
So prior to today, you really had gotten, the last time you got a lot of work at right tackle was training camp, and even then it was kind of spot work.
Yeah, it's been a while, you know, but I mean, it's tough, but you know, it's not a new position to me. I've played there. I played a lot during OTAs and a little bit in minicamp. So, you know, it's just it took me a few reps to mentally get my body back over to the right side and you know, switch the footwork up a little bit. But you know, after a little bit, I felt like I was starting to click down and you know, just get back to the old self playing right tackle.
Plus, you're not going to complain, right? I mean, you want to play. You'll,
yeah,
you know, don't want to line you up at tight end.
Yeah, I mean. Really, that's what every guy, you know, has got to do. We have a great group of guys, a lot of guys with a lot of versatility that can play multiple positions. You know, pretty much, I mean, almost everybody I can think of on our line can do that. So, you know, for me, it's just a matter of where they want me to play, just get out there and get it done. And, you know, I just want to help this team any way I can and definitely want to get on the field. You know, that's a top priority. You know, I feel like if I can do that, I'm confident in my abilities and, you know, I can help get the job done.
Were you frustrated with how things went for you in Tampa as soon as you came out?
Oh, definitely. You know, it was definitely not how we wanted to go out there. You know, I had a false start and then I had a pressure, you know, in the third place. So, yeah, that was tough, you know. I was really beating myself up for it. You know, that's not really how I want to play my game. That's not how I usually play. So that was definitely negative. But, you know, you can't really – you know, I beat myself up Monday after the game, and that was kind of it. You know, I just kind of move on and just try to get better and try to fix it. So.
Surprised at all the coaches have come right back to you after, you know, kind of a few shaky plays there when, from Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been times that I've been playing where, you know, I've shown that I can do a pretty good job, you know, that they can have confidence in me to get out there and do my job. But, you know, I'm also learning a lot still and just trying to be more consistent with what I'm doing. You know, I know I can get out there and do my job. It's just a matter of doing it play after play.
The offensive line problems, is that something that you have to fix as a unit? Is that something that everybody individually just has to step up and get your tackle?
I think a little bit of both. You know, unit-wise, everybody's got to be on the same page. You know, it kind of starts with, you know, just the declaration, knowing who you're going to, but also something we you know, really preach is just winning the one-on-one battles, and that's really what it comes down to, just making sure that your guy doesn't touch the quarterback. And, you know, it's something we're preaching this week. You know, obviously we kind of took another step back against Tampa, and, you know, we're just trying to move forward, look at the positives and, you know, fix the negatives and just move on to Sunday, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. We're looking forward to it, and, you know, we're looking forward to taking a step forward.
You have a sack machine with DeMarcus Carr coming to town. How do you slow him down?
Oh, I mean, you got to be fundamentally sound. Anytime you got a guy that's that quick off the edge, you know, you just got to you got to be patient more than anything, you know. So, you know, we're gonna look film. We're gonna look over film throughout the week on him, and you know, I'm sure later in the week we'll narrow it down to have a plan to go against him. And really, you know, it just comes down to taking pride in winning the one-on-one battles. And you know, we feel like when we play our best football, we have the ability to do that.
It's a little bit different going against the backer than an end.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of that hybrid type guy. You know, he can play linebacker. He can also – he's a very effective pass rusher. So anytime you get a guy like that, it's challenging. You know, it's a lot of speed coming off the edge. And, you know, it's different than normal defensive ends that are, you know, kind of bigger, bulkier guys. So it definitely represents a challenge. And, you know, we know he's a great player. And, you know, we're just going to have to – really be fundamentally sound and take pride in, you know, keeping Aaron clean. And he's definitely probably, you know, one of their best guys that rushes the edge. So, you know, I'm sure we'll have a plan for him later this week. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting out there. And, you know, it's going to be a great challenge. So, you know, we're looking forward to taking a step back in the right direction.